Markets. Traders based at the newly constructed Gatundu Modern Market have voiced their concern over the lack of electricity supply in the market spanning over a week now. The traders were upbeat after the national government in conjunction with the Kiambu County government launched the ultra-modern market in the area, but have since seen their optimism die due to unfulfilled promises. The ultra-modern facility was constructed at a cost of ₱312 million with a capacity to shelter more than 500 traders inside the stalls and about 100 in the open air space, but residents are yet to enjoy its full benefits, this even after the governor devised a policy for the facility to run on pure solar power which, however, is yet to be installed. In a meeting earlier this year at the county headquarters, the governor reiterated plans for Kiambu County to adopt green energy that will go a long way towards cutting high power bills and maintenance costs that are incurred by using the Kenya power grid. The project, dubbed Angaza Kiambu, is seen as a cost-cutting measure after Wamatangi reported that the county spends an upwards of ₱1 billion on electricity annually. I promised the great people of Kiambu we would adopt clean and sustainable energy, but that doesn't mean we are completely disconnecting from the Kenya power grid, he noted. The governor noted that the transition to solar energy was one of ways to cut expenditure and improve on savings as solar-powered systems have minimal to zero costs. However, since then, the delay in installation of solar lighting in the modern market has seen traders resort to using torches and even candles at night, to be able to serve their customers as they await the solar power energy initiative to come into effect. Esther Wakamaru, a trader at the market, told KNA that the solar project needs to be expedited to alleviate difficulties they face operating in the dark. We were told we would be using solar power when it's dark, but up to now we are being forced to use torches and mobile phone flashlights in the dark. This has been very challenging, she lamented. More traders have reported experiencing massive losses and missed opportunities after being plunged into darkness for over a month. The traders are therefore urging Kiambu County government to intervene so that they can secure their livelihoods.